So let's look at significance testing, which is the most important part of the inferential game that we're going to play in here. I want to tell you a story. Let's put my gecko away. Oh, cutie. I want to tell you a story about popcorn, soda, and statistics, and try and lull you into a sense of calm about significance testing, because it's not this big, hairy deal. You do the common sense equivalence of formal significance testing all the time. It boils down to, you make a guess to get started, you look at the evidence, and you decide if you have to change your guess. That's all it is. We got some numbers and some language, but that's all it is. You start somewhere, you look at the evidence, and you see if you got to change your mind. That's all it is. Just imagine. Oh, we've got to make sure we have sound.
Ooh, that'll be loud enough.
Well, we'll see. I never know how this works. You're sitting at the first of 12 home games of your favorite team. You're sitting in the reserve seat you'll enjoy all season. Just before halftime, the person in the seat next to you says, "Hey, you know what's coming. Hey, how about if before each halftime we flip a coin to see who buys munchies? Heads you buy, tails I'll buy. I just happen to have this official team coin we can use all 12 times. Hey, what do you know it's heads? I'll have some popcorn, a hot dog, candy bar, and a drink. Want help carrying that? You don't think much of it because you know it's a 50-50 thing. It's just your turn to lose. The next game, the coin lands heads again. You buy your new friend hot chocolate, a Polish dog, fries, and some peanuts. Still no worries. A couple in a row is pretty likely. The next game, you buy him a couple of runs of some cotton candy and an orange drink. Finally, you're starting to get suspicious. Before the next game, you have a chance to talk to a friend of yours who's had a statistics course. You ask your friend, "I've bought snacks all three times, which could happen if the coin were fair, but I don't know how many more times I can expect to feed this person before the season is up. How do I know whether I should confront them or just politely keep buying snacks?" Okay? Classic question. How much is enough to change my mind? Your friend says, "We covered this in stats class. The key is to figure out what's the probability of you buying snacks a given number of times if the coin is fair." Now notice, you got to start somewhere. Then you collect evidence and see if you have to change. Where we're going to start is that the coin is fair. Okay? We're going to be skeptical, but not cynical. Okay? And that's the way to go through life as a scientist. Skeptical and inquisitive, but not cynical. Then you can make an informed guess about whether or not the coin is fair. I lied. We missed something here. Yeah. Figure out the probability of buying snacks a given number of times if the coin is fair. Then you can make an informed guess of whether or not it's enough. Let me whip out my book. Now, this is a table that tells the probability of getting a given number of heads out of 12 flips if the coin is fair. Now, we all know the most likely result, if the coin is fair, is to get 6 out of 12 heads. Notice, if you will, though, that it doesn't happen all that often. Only about 23% of the time when you flip a coin 12 times do you get exactly 6 heads and 6 tails. It is the most common. It ain't all that common. Well, we know the most likely, if the coin is fair, 6 out of 12 heads, but we also know this won't happen every time. Even with a fair coin, the number of heads out of 12 will vary by chance. Remember we talked about sampling variation? Or that formal, fancy statistical term, shit happens? Okay? But no matter how carefully you sample, you don't always get a perfect representation of the population. Well, the population, 6 out of 12. That's what you ought to get. But what you do get varies around it. The table tells us that 6 out of 12 heads will happen about 23% of the time if the coin is fair. Well, let's look at using this table. What's the chances of getting each of the following if the coin is fair? 4 out of 12 heads. How often will that happen? About 12.1% of the time. 2 out of 12 heads. About 1.6% of the time, great. 8 out of 12. About 12.08. And what about 10 out of 12? You notice anything? The distribution is symmetrical around the most likely event. 7 out of 12 is as likely as 5 out of 12. 1 out of 12 is as likely as 11 out of 12. Nice symmetrical distribution. So there's a continuum of probability. 6 out of 12 heads is the most likely if the coin is fair. The other possible results are less and less likely as you move out towards 0 and 12 out of 12 if the coin is fair. All right. Your friend continues. Now we need a rule. Even though all these different numbers of heads out of 12 are possibility, some are going to occur pretty rarely if the coin is fair. We'll use our rule to decide whether a certain number of heads out of 12 is probably too rare to have happened by chance if the coin is fair. In stats, the tradition is the 5% rule, which means any number of heads out of 12 that would occur less than 5% of the time if the coin is fair is considered too rare, and we will decide that it isn't a fair coin. Okay? It's a funky idea. The idea is rare things don't happen. Okay?